This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What can I do when I'm menstruating in Ramadan? I get this so many times. My cycle is 15 days. There is women, their cycles 10 or 11 or 12. What do I do? I can't fast. I can't go to the masjid. I can't listen to Taraweeh. And I cannot pray. What's left from Ramadan? And they are sad. I mean, the people really are crying. Number one, before you tell her what to do, change the way you think. What is ibadah? You give them the definition of ibadah. That's Imam Ibn Taymiyyah gave it, and to make your life very easy, because that's related to another question, comes in. It came from a student. Al-ibadah, act of worship. Don't define it salah and siyam. That's it? Really? What is the big deal then? Al-ibadah, ismun jami'un. It's a name that contains all the following. What is the following? كل ما يحبه الله ويرضاه. Everything Allah loves. And pay attention to the next one. Please do it. External and internal. Saying and actions. It's six things. Remember that. Actions and sayings. External and internal. Allah loves and pleased with. I'll give you an example. Saying yes to your parents, since I have a good amount of youth, and you don't like it, and you're not convinced what mom is saying. But you're going to say, is that a saying? Yes. Is that pleasing to Allah? Yes. Does Allah loves it? Yes. Is that external? Yes. That's an act of worship. Act of worship. I didn't pray, I didn't fast, I didn't go to the masjid, I did not read Quran during my cycle. 3, 4, 5 yes to your parents, you prayed 5 salah. I have a lot of other examples, but I want the examples applies to every age in this room. We need to change the meaning of ibadah. Because sometimes I am in an external act of ibadah, I'm praying, but I'm not pleasing Allah. Yes or no, right? Or I am doing it, but not the way Allah ordered me to do, according to what I like. That's not an act of worship. So what does the menstruating woman? Number one, look at all the other acts of worship, right? Next door neighbor, old person, living alone. You're going to go and spend 10 minutes, 15 minutes sitting with her, Muslim or non-Muslim, Muslim even better. Act of worship. We don't think of it. It's an act of worship. But while you're doing it, you have to put your niyyah. Not because I love her, not because she's nice, not because she did this before. It has to be for Allah. Because Allah taught me through Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, take care of your neighbors, and the right of the neighbor is even sometimes more than the right of the person, your blood relative. That became an act of worship. So when I have everybody from now, from today, put a list of the things you're going to do or say, or don't do and say, that's going to be absolute acts of worship. That's usually when you're having your cycle, you don't have time to do it. Because the time is very tight in Ramadan, right? Especially if you're working, whether inside the house or outside, or these days all the students are in colleges and in schools, we don't have this luxury. And you have to take care of the family, and then you have to run to the masjid, or you want to do your taraweeh, you need to sleep, get up for suhoor, all these. Now Allah lift this up from you for about a week. Now your time, you will have time to sit for fajr, but you're not praying, but you're going to do your adhkar. Your proper remembrance of Allah. I'll remind you of this beautiful hadith that is going to make the scale very heavy. Probably more than 20 ruka'at that you will pray in the masjid. What is it? Kalimatan, khafifatani ala al-lisan, thaqilatani fil mizan, habibatani ila al-rahman. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhana rabbi al-azim. Two statements, very light on the tongue, very heavy in the scale. And very beloved to Ar-Rahman. He, in the hadith, he didn't use Allah. He used Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. What are they? Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhana rabbi al-azim. How many of us say it in the day? Don't show me hands, because I can guess. Here you go. Put it on that day. I'm not going to go to the masjid. Everybody's going to go to the masjid. Alhamdulillah. I'm going to have my peace of mind. Right? And I don't have to take care of this or that. I'm going to sit in my room on my sajada. I'm not praying, but I'm doing another form of ibadah. And I'm just going to be doing my dhikr. Subhanallah, bihamdi, how much istighfar we have to do? How many times we have to ask Allah for forgiveness? Salah ala nabi, alayhi salatu wassalam. 100, 200, 1,000, whatever Allah opens for you. This by itself, if you sat, see if you can do that. Taraweeh starts normally, takes about hour, hour and a half, right? Maybe 2 hours, I don't know. Let's assume 2 hours. Can you sit on that sajada in your home for 2 hours doing dhikr? Then that's ibadatul hawa, what I call it. You go to the masjid because 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, I'm not going to put them. One of them is to pray taraweeh for sure. Versus I'm sitting on that sajada, turn off my phone, and I am crying because I can't go to the masjid. Well, Allah says that's another form of ibadah, do it. Or even better, you have your friend who has children, and it's not her monthly time. Can you take all the children and you babysit them and tell her, go and enjoy your taraweeh for a change? That's an act of ibadah because you helped somebody to worship Allah. Did you see? So many options we can do, but we are so limited. You can't fast, which means you have more energy. Then you can cook for somebody. Tell her, don't cook today. Don't cook today. You know what? Rest today. I'll send you the food before iftar. What kind of rewards you will get? So I don't want to hear, or I don't want you to let yourself say, what I am going to do? What are you going to do? Put a list. Outside salah, outside siyam.